Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God. Amen. I'm your host. Amen. Praise God. Dr. Clarice Cheney, it's good to be in your presence again. Praise God. Thank God for Apostle Cheney. He'll be here in a few minutes. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For our panel today, they're going to introduce themselves.
Amen. Apostle LaTanya Turner.
Pastor Deborah Freeman.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is so good. It's good just to be among you again today. Praise the Lord. And God is just doing something awesome. Amen. And this season, praise the Lord. And the topic I have for you today that we're going to talk about is being real with God. Amen. Being real with God. I know you think about, well, what is she saying about being real with God? Well, I'm coming from the scripture. I'm going to come from 1 Peter 5 and 7. It say, cast all your cares, amen, your anxieties on him. Praise God. You know why? Because he cares for you. Amen. He cares for us, y'all. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we should cast everything on him. Praise God. Amen. We must be real with God. Amen. We must be real with God. Amen. Amen. And without complete honesty before God, we are putting, first of all, we're putting our faith in a false self when we're not honest with God. Amen. Amen. A false self cannot be changed. Praise God. When we're being false and not being real with God. God knows us more than we know ourselves, and he loves us as we are in all our mess. Y'all know he still loves us? Amen? He still loves us. Amen? And he is saddened. God is saddened. His heart is saddened when you think you have to clean up before you come before him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. When we think, oh, I got to get so perfect before I come before God. No. Go before his presence with everything you got, whatever you're going through.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You got to cast it on him because he cares for you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We need to make every effort to be honest with ourselves and with God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. I'm going to talk to the panel today. Have an awesome panel today. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to, praise God, ask each one of them, what does it mean to be honest with God? I'm a first, praise God, start out with Apostle, praise God. What does it mean to be honest with God?
To be honest with God is to come before him just as you are, to just make no concessions for yourself. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just to come open up before him, whatever's in your heart, God already knows.
Yes, yes, yes.
And because he already knows, he desires to have that level of knowing that we are delivered enough to make our confessions unto him. Amen.
Amen.
We have to be able to confess and confess openly what's in our hearts, what's on our mind, what we are thinking, even the things that we have done.
Come
Amen?
On. Come on.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Confession brings a level of freedom.
Yes.
And we need to be able, and it opens us up to God. Amen. We cannot hide what God already knows.
Come on.
Amen.
I love it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Y'all hear that today? Open up to him. God knows everything.
Amen.
So what good is you trying to hide
Amen.
Something? You can't hide from God. So you might as well just be real with him. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead, prophet. Praise the Lord. What does it mean to be honest with God?
It means to come before God being real. And being real means just, this is me.
Come
not
on.
Not to make excuses. One excuse, this is an excuse. I'm only human. No, you're supernatural. You're a new creation in Christ.
Yes.
You're not just human any longer. You're a supernatural being. And number two, it means not performing for God. Like an actor. actors perform. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of actors in the church that perform.
Yes,
they're not being real.
Yes, yes.
And it means, number three, to come before God just as you are. If if you having problems, if you feel sad, tell God what you feel.
Yes, yes.
Amen. God knows the infirmities, our weaknesses. He knows those areas that you're trying to hide and cover up. Amen. If you feel down, tell God you feel down. Be honest.
Be honest.
Don't perform. People ask, you know, this is another thing. Faith, foolishness, or perception. People try and act as though everything is okay.
Come on.
But, you know, underneath something's going on.
Something going
on. They're not being real. They're acting. They call them covering up. They're putting on a play face.
Yeah.
Just be real with God. When you go to God, you have to put on a play face. This is an example of someone that when God asks a question, God knows. God doesn't ask a question just... Because asked the question, he already knows the answer.
Yes.
Cain slew Abel. So God asked, where's your brother? Am I my brother's keeper?
Come on.
He was trying to be a performer.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't being real.
But
God knew the answer.
Yes.
That's what it means, being real with God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to ask, amen, Prophet Deborah, what does it mean to be honest with God? Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Good question. Very good question. I was just thinking when the prophet was talking about Cain and Abel. I was thinking, sitting over here, about when Jesus asked Peter, you know, do you love me? And it's not that Peter didn't know the answer, but God asked us so that we'll take a deeper look at ourselves. And so when he asked him three times.
Yes.
After that third time, then Peter had to really become real with God.
Yes, come on.
And then you have to become real with yourself as far as really who you are, what you're going, like Prophet was saying, going through, and just being honest with God about it. It ain't that he don't know.
Come on.
It's just that he wants us to get to a place where we can get delivered and we can become healed.
Yes.
And the only way you can do that is being real with yourself.
Being real with yourself.
So you can't be real with God if you ain't real with yourself.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Prophet. Amen. This is awesome. Amen.
Oh, I was, as Pastor Deborah was speaking, I thought of this. You don't need to do anything to earn God's favor.
Ooh, yes.
People try so hard to earn God's favor, to earn God's love. There's nothing you can do for that. This is a scripture you need to stand on. I'm accepted in the beloved. Another scripture. God knows who you are. He knows who you are. So if he knows who you are, he knows everything about you.
Amen.
So there's nothing you can hide from him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's good.
That is awesome. Amen. I just love it. Amen. Praise God. I know that blessed everyone. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Now, in the scripture, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen. And thank God, amen, for Apostle. Praise God. Amen, Apostle Cheney. Praise God. Just came in. Tell God thank you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. I just have one scripture here that came to mind.
Yes.
Pastor Clarice, Dr. Clarice, after you said what you said.
Yes.
And it's in the King James Version, Proverbs 28:13. He that covereth his sins.
Yes.
Shall not prosper.
Though
whoso confesseth and forsakes them shall have mercy. Amen.
Yes.
And that's the key to making sure that we have confessed before God and are truly working towards and believing through repentance first.
Yes.
That God will come in and heal and deliver us from whatever dark places we're in concerning the things that we're doing or even the state of our lives. Amen.
Praise God. I wanted to ask, praise God, Apostle, what does it mean to be honest with God? Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, give him a moment. Amen. We'll be back with him. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I talked about rejoice. Amen. Do you know being real with God, with your prayer life, you have to be real with God. So now I'm going to talk about just rejoicing in him. Amen. Where it says rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. Amen. What does it mean to rejoice always, men? That part I'm going to ask. Prophet, what would you say about that when it say rejoice always? Amen.
That means it ties in with the scripture says give thanks in all things.
Yes, yes.
For this is the will of God concerning you.
Yes.
No matter what's going on, be gracious.
Come on.
Show gratitude. Thank God for the opportunity of the trial that's going to teach you something.
Come on, yes, yes, yes.
When you're going through a trial, recognize that you're going to come out the trial and give God praise for coming out.
Yes, that is very good. Amen. Rejoicing. Amen. Always. And then also pray without ceasing. Now, as we go through the day, prayer should be our first response to every fearful situation. Amen. Every anxious thought. A lack of prayer with our course depends on ourselves instead of depending on God's grace. We need to praise God, pray, because with a lack of prayer, amen, it's hard to be real with God.
Amen.
Come on now, because all that connects. That's a connection right there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Prophet.
Being real with God in prayer means just go before him and tell him what's going on.
Come on. That's what it means.
Tell him how you feel, what you're thinking, what's going on. If you're mad, you're mad. Tell God you're mad.
Come on now. Come on. Just being real with God. Yeah. If you first think about situation, tell God about it. Amen. That's why I just said, as we go through the day, prayer should be our first response to everything. Our Amen. First response shouldn't be ready to tell somebody off or ready to praise God, ready to harm somebody or ready to hurt somebody.
Amen.
Our response should be to pray.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It should be to, I want to pray about, I'm going to pray about it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's the response to what we're going through. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Being real with God. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. Amen. Apostle Turner, tell me, what does prayer without ceasing? What does that mean? Prayer without ceasing.
Amen. That means we ought to all, the Bible says man ought to always pray.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that they won't faint.
Come on, come on.
Amen. And it simply means that God knows that if we don't stay prayed up, we don't remain in prayer, and we won't remain in the faith.
Come on.
Amen. And that
come
is
on.
So true. And if we don't remain, then we'll be easily moved aside. We'll be easily distracted, and the enemy can come in and cause us to faint or to lose heart or
begin
to doubt God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
We ought to always pray.
Yes.
Amen. Prayer brings peace. Amen. And I wanted to give you another real quick scripture. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Yes.
And cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. We can't be cleansed.
Yes.
And we sure enough can't be forgiven if we won't come before God.
Come on.
Confessing.
Yes.
Confessing in our prayer life. And I do think that we get, what we tend to do as people is to bring other people before God. But God sees us first.
Come, that's it. That's it.
Amen.
That's it. That's real good.
We are so out of order, and we shall miss the blessing. We go before God, lifting up other people. Amen. And if our heart is right before God, he's going to point us back to us.
He sure is.
Amen.
He sure is.
And I often say that we'll never stand before God in the day of judgment and be able to bring up anyone else's name.
Come
on. That's why it behooves us to go ahead and get free and deliver the man.
Amen.
Amen. Because we can't point fingers. Amen. When you stand there, you sure enough standing for yourself.
And you know what? That is awesome.
Every man.
And you know what? Amen. Exactly what you're saying is so real, because it's always been a saying I'll say.
Yes.
I'm not going to let nobody cause me to miss my blessing.
That's it.
You may act a certain way with me, but I'm not going to act that way with you. You may talk a certain way to me, or you may say things about me that's not real. But guess what? I always think about, I don't want to miss my blessing. We have to keep that in us. I don't want to miss my. You ain't worth me missing
that's
my
it.
Blessing.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
That's how we have to look at it and be real with God about it. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
We got to have a prayerful spirit.
Yes.
Yeah,
now,
everything
has to be basically focused back to prayer. You said it.
Listen to what Jesus
said.
And
it's real.
He said, if you have an ought against your brother, leave your gift at the altar, go to your brother, and then you come get your gift.
Yes.
But you don't come before, like, as she was saying, you don't come before God bringing someone else. If you got a problem with that person,
yes,
you get it right with that person.
Yes.
Then you get your gift from God.
Yes. That is so good. Amen. Amen. The next question I want to ask, what does an everything give thanks mean? Amen. Praise the Lord. Everything that gives thanks. Prophet Deborah, what does everything give thanks? Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Amen.
and everything give thanks. Mm-hmm. It means that just what it says, in everything give thanks.
No matter what you're going through. Amen.
No matter what is presented to you in all manner, even in sickness, you know, whatever it is,
come on.
In all things give thanks.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Because who are you giving thanks to? You're giving thanks to the all maker, the all loving and living God. Hallelujah. And giving him thanks, you know that all things going to work together for the good.
To them that love God.
Of those that love God and that are called according to his purpose.
Thank you, Lord.
And so,
thank you,
therefore, there is no reason why we cannot always give thanks.
Amen.
Now, sometimes, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. And be real.
We're talking
Amen.
About being real.
Come on. Come on.
Sometimes it's not as easy. We say a lot of things, but sometimes we do not really act on those things.
No, we don't.
I think about in the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, with Thomas. If you think about, they call him Doubting Thomas.
Yes.
The Thomas of Didymus.
Yes.
Now, everybody else saw Jesus come in, right?
Yes.
They saw him.
Yes.
Thomas wasn't there. And Thomas said, okay, I need to see. I hear y'all saying things, and sometimes we hear people saying, I give thanks. But until we really come to the actual point of seeing it and being in it ourselves, we cannot really give that thanks. So we have to be real with ourselves. Okay, God, show me the nail print in your hand. Show me the hole in your side.
It's good.
And then let me say this to you, God. Then I'm going to give you thanks. So
That's
sometimes
good.
We've got to be real with ourselves until we come to a place of really being faith people.
Come on.
Of really being having faith and knowing. And until we really become to a place of knowing that there's no good thing within us.
Mm.
And that unless it is that our relationship with God is what it's supposed to be, we cannot give thanks to him in all things, but we are supposed to.
We are supposed to.
That was good.
And that was very good. But you know, I'm going to tell you, when we say it, that is so awesome what you just said, Prophet Deborah. And when it says in everything give thanks, that means we don't have room for complaining.
That's good.
I'm just being honest. Wherever your condition is, you just got to tell the Lord thank you. I remember the other day, I said my back hurt, but Lord, thank you for a back to hurt.
All right.
My knees hurt, but thank you, because somebody don't have no knees. Amen. So we have to really, like she was just saying, was so awesome. Be real with it. We have to learn to turn around things from where it seemed bad to make it good. You know how people say, well, this could have. Well, thank God it did happen.
That's right.
Thank God it did happen.
That's right.
Tell God thank you that didn't happen. You have to take the good out of the bad.
That's right.
And we have to really do that. Honestly, we have to do that. I know it might be easily said and done, but we have to pick a practice of it. Because if we practice it, it become a natural thing in our lives. It become part of our lives. Amen. I sometimes it be so hard. I said, Lord, it's so hard. But Lord, I thank you for the heat. Amen. We have to turn it around. Thank you, Jesus. It's real. We have to turn it around. And that's how we can give him thanks in everything. Amen. We can't focus on what bad happened. We have to, that bad that happened, we have to pull some good out of it. We really do. We have to pull some good out of it. Find some way as people of God to pull some good out of it. And if you have a problem with doing that, that's when you got to be real with God and say, Lord, help me with this. Amen. Amen. Because we're not up to a certain level in everything. So that's why we have to be real with God and say, Lord, help me with this. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Did you want to say something, Prophet?
Oh, I was.
Praise the Lord.
Speaking on that, I was thinking of the children of Israel. They were murmuring and complaining.
Yes.
And that keeps you in the trial longer.
Woo!
But if you
I like
give
what you just
thanks,
said. Yes.
If you give thanks and lift your hands and praise the Lord in the midst of praise, invites God in. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. Enter into the gates with praise, into his courts with thanksgiving.
Amen.
That's Psalms there.
That is good.
So as we're going, as we're being real, let's be real in our praise.
Let's be real in our praise.
Let's give God a real praise.
Yes, that is so awesome. Go ahead, Apostle Turner. Amen.
Amen. I just heard a scripture saying praise is comely to the upright.
Yes.
Amen. Those who are upright before the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Praise just looks real good on you. Amen. Yes. We learn to praise God through the good and the bad. And the revelation behind what Pastor, the scripture that Pastor Deborah was saying, that in all things give thanks. We're not thanking him because of the sickness.
If you're sick,
that would be the issue.
No.
We're not thanking God because of the sickness, but we're thanking him that he is over. His hand is still on us.
Come on.
Amen.
He the healer.
He has the final outcome.
He the healer.
Amen. We thanking him because he's in control.
He's in control.
Amen. There's nothing getting past him.
That's
amen.
It.
Amen. And I don't care what may be working. I don't care what the diagnosis is. I don't care what the prognosis may be.
Come on now.
That God is still in control. So we got to give him thanks.
We got to give him thanks.
And we got to reach out to that place that Job says, though he slay me,
I still
yet will I trust him.
The Lord live will I trust him.
Hallelujah. Rather I live or rather I die.
Guess
it's
what?
In the hands of the Lord.
And that's so
hallelujah.
Awesome. That is
and that
awesome.
Yes, he is thank him for.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our life is in his hands.
And you know what? What you just said is so awesome because, like she said, thank you because we on the Lord's side.
That's it.
Because no matter what we go through, we still on the Lord's side.
He's on our side.
Yes. Hallelujah. He with us. We are his children. Amen. So guess what? You got to know that he got you. Amen. You got to know that God got you. Praise God. That's so awesome. Amen. 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 We got to, being real with God, we got to know that on this earth, we're not here to impress anyone.
Amen.
Anybody we should want to impress should be God. Amen. So when you say that, think about it. We're not here to impress anyone. That means, praise God, I'm not here, praise God, to try to make myself be a certain way. I want to just impress God. I want to just obey him. Amen. In other words, I'm not concerned about what you say or think about me. As long as I'm pleasing God, that should be the main focus. Amen.
Amen.
If we keep that in our head, it won't be no pride. It won't be people with a lot of pride. Amen. Praise God. Because they're thinking about, my main goal is to please God. I'm not trying to outdo you. I just want to please God. Amen. Go ahead, Prophet.
Oh, the thought came to mind. My
praise
job
God.
Is to make God famous.
Woo, I love that one.
My job is to make
I
God
love
famous.
That.
It's
I
to lift,
that
it's to lift the name of the Lord.
Yes, that is
to make
awesome.
Him known throughout the world.
Amen. Amen. That is so awesome. I like that. You hear what he said? My job is to make God famous. I like that. Amen. So the way we make God famous, amen, is that we get around to people. We minister to people. We carry ourselves in a certain way because we're representing him. Amen.
Amen.
That is so awesome. I love that. Amen.
I'll make a t-shirt out of that one.
Amen. That's good. Amen. And life is not a dress rehearsal. Amen.
Amen.
You know how we sometimes on certain jobs, you may not do everything you're supposed to do, but when the big boss come around, then you want to start doing what you're supposed to do. But if you practice doing what you're supposed to do, then you won't have to put on an act. It'll become natural. Amen. So when we practice what we're supposed to do with God, it becomes natural. Praise God when we do what's right before him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's make a decision to get on with being honest with ourselves and with God. In other words, let's tell yourself the truth. Be honest with God. Amen. Now, if you have pride today, if you're jealous today, you get angry fast today, if your faith is shaken easily, if you easily frustrated, if you worry about your bills, if you're fearful about your health, if you're fearful about your finances, if you have bad habits, be real with God today. Amen. Go to him. Praise the Lord. Amen. God wants you to be real as you talk with him. As you open up about the utmost concern, the fears, the struggles, amen. Guess what, y'all? He is not surprised about anything you say. Because guess what, y'all? God already knows. Amen?
Amen.
He already knows. Go ahead, prophet. He already knows.
Oh, another thought came to mind.
Amen.
Listen, when you have a doubt, your faith is shaking?
Yes.
Look at what they said in the Bible. Lord, help my unbelief.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You're right. Lord, help my unbelief. That's going to him and saying, Lord, help me.
You're being real.
You're not where you are in your faith.
And come on
you're
now.
You're being real if you know you're not where you should be in the faith.
Yes.
You're being real with God when you come before him and say,
that's what I'm talking
believe,
about.
But help thou my unbelief. Help
come
that
on.
Part of me
come on.
That just don't quite believe as I know I should.
That's it.
Amen.
And I guarantee you he'll help you. Amen.
Amen.
If you're fearful about something today, Lord, help me. Help me, Lord.
Glory to God.
To handle this or how to do this, Lord. Because I still feel for here. Guess what? I guarantee you, when you be real with God, I guarantee for you, Noah, that's going to, God's going to take that away from you. Trust what I say. Amen. Even when your faith's shaking, just like they were saying earlier. Amen. You go before him and say, Lord, help my unbelief.
Yes, yes.
I guarantee you he'll help you. If you're struggling with a habit today, Lord, help me, Lord. Be real with him. Don't go out telling your neighbors. Tell God about it.
That don't believe.
Woo, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Tell God about it. Amen.
Glory, glory.
I always say tell him because he the only one to help you anyway.
Yes. He has the power.
So why not go to him and talk to him about it? Amen. He waiting on you to come to him. He said you have not because you ask not. Amen.
His arms are stretched out all
come
the day long.
On. Come on.
To
yes,
deliver.
Yes.
His ear.
To deliver.
His come on. His ears open.
Come
glory,
on now.
Glory, glory, glory.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His arm is stretched
come
out.
Come on. Come on now.
He's calling. He's calling. Answer the call.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He is concerned about us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He concerned. That's why he said, catch your cares upon me because I care for you. He cares for us.
Cast all your cares.
All your. It didn't say some. Come on now.
That's right.
It says all. Amen. So he wants us to cast everything on him. Amen. Stop trying to carry it in your own strength. Don't ever feel like, oh, this ain't important to go to God. Go to God about everything. Amen.
You come to God. He said, come to
thank
me,
you, Jesus.
All who are
heavy
laden
come on
and
now.
Burdened.
Yes.
So are you heavy, you got burdens on you, you're carrying the world,
yes.
Give it to God.
Hallelujah.
He's,
I love
he's
it.
He's come from giving up all the stuff that you're not supposed to carry.
Mm. Lord, I thank you.
You're carrying stress, give it to God.
Give it to God.
He
give
sent,
it to God.
He sent his word to
yes.
deliver them
yes.
from all the distress.
Yes.
There's a word. There's a word. Glory to God. There's a word from God for you to deliver you from bondage of stress and ladens and burdens.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
other people's putting things on you.
Yes,
there's
amen.
A word from God.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So we want to encourage you today to give all your worries, all everything that you care about that you don't understand. Be real with God about everything you're struggling with.
Yes.
Be real with God about it because he cares. He really do care for you. Amen?
Amen.
So give it to God. Praise God. And stop trying to handle it in your own strength. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Because he cares for us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I want you to join us tomorrow. Amen. It's Soul Harvest Ministries. Praise the Lord. It is 575 Oakleaf Plantation Parkway. We want you to come out with us. Amen. And we thank God for Apostle Cheney in the midst today. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He didn't have much to say. We thank God that he's here. Amen.
Yes.
And he's already healed in Jesus' name. So we
hallelujah.
Just tell the Lord, thank you for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Apostle.
Amen.
Praise God. And you be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.